What's going on, Beaches? Welcome to episode 1278 of The Sleaze. Thanks for being here. Thanks for subscribing to the podcast. And remember, this is a live stream. I am streaming live. Well, not this very second, but in a few seconds when we go live. You can catch the live stream every single day over at The Daily Swole on YouTube. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the main channel at Swolenormous so you get all the daily drops on the YouTube channels. And again, dun, 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 dun. If you want all the bonus content, Daily Swole Extra Thirsty, you want Nuts on Chin Unplugged, you want Driving While Gaining Special Reserve, all the bonus content plus exclusive access to the private Swolenormous community with the weekly accountability meetings, with the weekly Ask Papa Swolio Live, that's right, direct access to myself, weekly private Q&As, you got to join Swolenormous X, and you can start for as little as $2.99. You don't even have to join with the big old membership that gets all the real awesome shit. You don't have to join for the yoga studio. You don't have to get the 90-day dash. You don't have to get Swole Season. You don't have to get the entire Swollen 7. You don't have to get the Swolga. You don't have to get the yoga studio, the brain gains meditation. You don't need all that, do you? Do you? I think you do. I think you'll love that. But you can join for less than the price of a pumpkin spice latte. So you don't have to worry about that. You can always upgrade. It's awesome. Everything is great, but you get access to the private Swole fam for just $2.99. Learn more at SwoleNormousX.com. Again, that's SwoleNormousX.com. Aha. This episode is going to be some good rage. It's going to be some good rage. It's going to be some good shit. There's some stuff pumping around in the news. And I think we're going to dip my, I'm going to dip my tip into the news today. We're going to do a couple breaking stories, but I want to slap you across the taint because it's Tuesday and it's time to get shit done. And what's really important to understand is you're in control and you don't have to be a part of this populist nonsense that you see floating around. There's some dumb shit floating around. Like literal dumb shit floating around. People that are just completely fucking brain dead. That's fucking insane. This world is collapsing around us. So let's bring the train back to the station. Let's bring that logic back. Let's bring everything back to focus. Shall we? Shall we, fam? Come on, let's have some logic on the podcast today. Here we go, fam. Episode 1278.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling.
Welcome everyone to episode 1278 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because we're not flex, you flex, oh we are flex, biceps. What's up, beaches? What's up, booshes, busters, husses, and ye old hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swoley. Oh, flexing on all you bros and hoes and beaches and sneeches. Even if you shave your face, it's cool. It's cool. You're still welcome here. Papa Swolio says hi. Kind of. She doesn't give a shit about you. As always, yep, no fucks. Welcome to episode 1278. If you're not yet subscribed to the Mancast, make sure you subscribe to the Mancast, pinch your nips and all that good shit. Where beeth my Swole Text fam at? Just so you know, we talked about it a little bit recently. Yesterday, I was kind of giving you some like updates, but a reminder for those of you that are Swolenormous X Unlimited members, you have access right now to Swole Text. You have right now access to Swole Text. So if you're an Unlimited member, of course, it's for the United States and Canada too, if you have that available on your plan. So it's not guaranteed for Canada, but it's United States only. So if you're international as of this time, I guess they don't care about international phone numbers, but it's for the US and for Canada if your plan allows it, but you're getting text directly from me and it's fucking awesome. So for FYI, if you are a Swolenormous X Unlimited member, you can go into the Get Started series in your library and see the links right there. I also posted it in the private Facebook group in the announcements. I just posted it today. So if you want to get text from your boy daddy yourself, you want to get text directly from me, make sure you sign up for Swole Text, and that is for Swolenormous X Unlimited members, and it's fucking awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. So yeah, and it's going to be super cool. So we're going to do super cool things like surprise calls and giveaways and stuff like that. And maybe FaceTimes or Skypes and shit like that. So super cool stuff over there at Swole Tech. So make sure if you're an Unlimited member, don't sleep on it. Make sure you go and sign up. That way you're getting the latest. All right. And bonus, bonus, bonus. If you are receiving texts from your boy, make sure you customize, make sure you save it as Papa Swolio and take a screenshot and tag me in your Instagram story. I would love to share it because a lot of people need to know that the awesomeness is going down inside X. I got a text last night thinking, what's up, Karen? That's hysterical. I got a text last night thinking it was my boyfriend, but it was Papa. That's right. It was your other boyfriend, your other BFF. Your other Papa. The more important Papa, you know, the Papa. The Papa, that's a shit. That's right. The one that helps you make some gains. You'll get gains. You'll get your gains. You'll get your gains. Yes. Thank you, Lindsay. Appreciate it. Hockey. I have the swole text, but have not gotten nudes yet. What gives? Not yet. Not yet. I haven't hung dong on swole text yet. I have not yet hung dong. I might. I may. It's possible. Es posible. It's possible that I'll hang dong, but you know, I got to kind of dangle it above your head a little bit. That's what's going to get people to join. If I say I'm going to hang dong, I'm just going to string you along, but no nudes yet. No nudes, no nips. I should just like take a picture of my nips and send it. That'd be a little awkward. Something tells me that if I did show nips on Swole Text, I would not get a single person to unsubscribe, which concerns me a little bit. That's why I haven't done it. Like, I don't want to confirm my suspicion that no one would unsubscribe because then I'm going to feel a little bit, oh God, they want to see my nips. Oh God, they actually want to see my nips. Of course you do. Of course you do. The fuck out of here. Of course you do. What's good? What's good, Craig? Craig is moving to the United States, so I get the texts. Good idea. John, loving the Swole Text. If you haven't set it up yet, what are you waiting for? It's super easy. You just go to the link in your library where I put it, and then you just type it in, boom, 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 and then boom. You'll get your first text, and you'll get all the other ones following that. It's awesome. Swole Text is amazing. I want text too, but I'm in Norway. See, we'll see about having something international, but it's not necessarily the same. You know, it's not necessarily the same. If we'd use like an app like WhatsApp and things like that. But there's other ways that we might try to implement that for international because it's kind of a bummer. It's kind of a bummer. All these, when texting international can be a little bit iffy. I don't think it has anything to do with your plan. It's just, you know, the mechanisms that be when you go international with text, it gets a little bit sketchy. That's why WhatsApp and those things are very popular. So anyway. Thanks, Rob. Love it. Love it. That was a good strategy. Christine, I changed the text tone to a gorilla. That's something that I am going to be releasing. I'm going to be putting out some custom text tones and ringtones. So I will be releasing. I'll let you all know when those things are available too. Is it always going to be from the same number? Yes. If anything changes, you'll know. But from right now, it's going to be the same number. Just save it as Papa Swolio. You probably get more subscribers. Maybe I would. Already have you saved my phone, boyfriend. Who the fuck is this Papa Swolio texting you? Yeah. I texted it back this morning. Yeah, well, I mean, I go back and forth because I'm getting a lot of, I do a lot of comments. I do a lot of responses and DMs and stuff. But then when I get responses, I do answer some, if not all of them. So I try to answer back when I can. So if you do respond back, you may get a response back. Maybe or may not. Depends on if I'm on my phone at the moment. So for sure. Okay. So anyway, if you're an unlimited member, make sure you go to sign up for Swole Text. That's awesome. If you want to learn more, go to swolenormousx.com. All the details are there. So that being said, all right, here we go. Today's episode, we got 1278. We are in the house. Thank you for tuning in and enjoying the podcast. Remember, it's available everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcast. You can catch it everywhere. Both podcasts, you want to see all the links, go to my Instagram bio. You have a whole link tree there so you can check it out. Today's episode is Mediocrity and Insanity. Guess what just happened today or what dropped yesterday or dropped today? Check this fucking shit out. You ready for this? I don't think you're ready for this. Ready? Okay, maybe you are. Here we go. Popeye's madness, fatal stabbing over chicken sandwich. We've done it, fam. We have done it. We have made it to the fucking zombie apocalypse. Fatal stabbing over a fucking shit chicken sandwich. Fatal. fatal stabbing. Not a stabbing, a fatal stabbing. That means someone fucking died. That's called instant diabetes. They ate the sandwich and just fucking died. They thought it was a stabbing, but the guy actually had a heart attack the moment he wrapped his fucking lips around a chicken sandwich. Fatal stabbing. Fatal stabbing. I don't know how many times I could say this. Can we get this across? Can you hear me in the back? Fatal stabbing at Popeyes over a chicken sandwich. Jesus Christ. And yeah, it does cement racial stereotypes, but it's always a fucking whole like mess of like black people standing around like, oh shit, look at them, oh shit, look at this fucking video. It's insane. This is not the fatal stabbing. They're not going to show a snuff film. He just got speared. He got speared. Guy fucking hit him. The person hit him like he was tackled. Do you see that? The guy just fucking comes around. The guy has flour all over him. And he's like, oh man, I'm done. All of a sudden, this guy just fucking spears him. That wasn't the video. That wasn't the video for the, that wasn't the stabbing. They're not going to show a snuff film. But it might as well be. What the fuck? And then look, and all the suggested videos after that are all about these other ones. Okay, you have 21 Savage. Who gives a shit? Popeye's chicken sandwich is back. If you bring your own bun. Two men fight over Popeye's chicken in Ellenton, Florida. Florida's a hot mess. We all know that. Fights have erupted all over the place with the reintroduction of Popeye's chicken sandwich, and one altercation left a 28-year-old man dead. Just think, this person lost his life over a chicken fucking sandwich. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, here's another one. Sorry. It's playing.
Never hit my truck, bitch.
Jerry. God damn it.
Whoa.
Don't come up here.
When will you learn? When will you learn?
Don't touch my truck, bitch. Get off my truck, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole. You took my chicken sandwich.
Fuck you.
Oh, fuck that motherfucker. Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck that motherfucker. Fuck that. Oh, shit. That wasn't the video. You all probably thought that was the video, but it was just me making fun of them. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, motherfucker. Oh, shit. He's going to take my chicken sandwich. Oh, shit. Shit, motherfucker. Shit. My damn.
Jesus Christ. And then in Tallahassee. Anyway, that's the nips and the tits of this. That's about it. That's about it. We're not going to go into that anymore. It's ridiculous. So in other words, is this World War Z? Is this maybe this is the zombie apocalypse is my point. Fucking insane. 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 All right. So people are dying over this shit. Now it's serious. You're fighting and dying. This is a chicken sandwich. First off, it's goddamn garbage fucking chicken. It's garbage. This is the lowest quality food you could possibly get. Okay? Let's set the record straight. This is the worst quality chicken you can possibly get. This is not pasture-raised chicken. This is not organic. This is not, hey, this chicken's enjoying a life and going out and pecking in the grass. This is the shit fucking packed into 1,000 chickens in like a 30 square foot area. This is all the shit that people go vegan over. They watch a documentary. Look at all these chickens. They're so fat and they get killed. And then they fucking go vegan. This is that shit. And I don't think it's good. I don't think it's a good thing. I don't want, like, this is just low quality food. So, and then you have that fried. So we talk about fried food being garbage, but fried food is like literally smoking a pack of cigarettes. Fried food is anything fried is garbage. I don't care if it's fried in coconut oil. Frying your food is garbage. Trash. Don't fry anything. Anything fried is fucking bad for you. Anything, any oil, if you're frying anything, it's bad. So you're taking garbage food, a garbage raw ingredient, and you're frying it in garbage fucking vegetable oil or whatever the fuck it doesn't matter, but whatever they're frying it in. Then you're putting on a bun, then you're putting sauce all over it. It's, oh my God, holy shit. And then someone's, can you imagine dying? Your husband or sibling or daughter, what'd he die from? Oh shit, that's so sad, tragic car accident, this? Nope, Popeye's fried chicken sandwich. Mm-mm. Black people love them some fried chicken sandwiches. I'll tell you what. And this is not a racist thing. This is not a black versus white thing. This is a smart versus dumb motherfucker natural selection thing. These are people that are actually, you know, if you're dying, I don't know the whole story. Like, how can there be more to that story? First off, no one should die, period, over a chicken sandwich. I don't know what that person does. I hope it wasn't like an innocent bystander. I hope it wasn't someone who didn't need to die, or if it was like the instigator himself that got killed. But this is like natural selection at its finest. This is literally, we don't really talk as much about natural selection, but it still exists. Darwin wasn't wrong. Natural selection. We are weeding out the people that should not be reproducing. These people shouldn't be reproducing. These people should not be having more children. Whoever is like fighting over a chicken sandwich, if you're fighting over a chicken sandwich, you shouldn't have more. You shouldn't be teaching kids and like guiding them through life. You shouldn't be raising human beings. You should not. Is that my opinion? Sure. No, it's not a Nazi perspective. No, this is just a common sense. We don't need more stupid in this world. We have plenty. We have plenty. We need more natural selection. This is natural selection. That was just like, I mean, whoever was involved, for the most part, most people that are in a Popeye's drive-thru, most people that are waiting in line for that sandwich, not that they deserve to go, but that's like, you know, that's natural selection. They're in that pool. They're in that pool like, hey, if they disappear, whatever, right? If it goes Avengers on them and they just kind of like disappear, if Thanos could snap his fingers and everyone that waits in line at a drive-thru at a Popeye's just disappears, holy shit. Now we're only a third obese instead of two-thirds obese. We just thinned the herd big time. Now we're a lot healthier. You know, anyone that's waiting in line at a fast food, like a line around the block, yeah. Thanos, snap those fingers, bruh. Snap those fingers. That's why the Avengers was such a good movie. It was actually a good concept. It really was. If we have less people, a lot of things would be better. A lot of things would be different. And a lot of things would be worse. It was that random, oh, your loved ones could disappear too. But if you're fighting over a chicken sandwich, I think your visitor's card, your life card, that needs to be reviewed. Your existence card needs to be reviewed. But this, honestly, this is not, I'm not making light of the situation. This is just incredulity, right? I am just absolutely mind blown that someone would die over a fucking chicken sandwich. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's nothing to laugh about. But it's more like sarcastic. Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? This should be a joke. That's my point. It should be a fucking joke. He skipped the line for the sandwich. So what? If you skip the line, doesn't mean you deserve to die. Can you imagine if this person skipped in line and then got stabbed? Can you imagine the state of mind you have to be in if someone skips you in line for anything and you end up killing that person? And then when it comes back to the actual subject and the reason, it turns out that you were in line for a chicken sandwich. Yo. Yeah. Fuck, man. How do you skip in line anymore? There's a line. Just go to the front. Everyone's like, yo, get the fuck in the back of the line. How much of a dickhole can you be? Just wait. They have more. Nicholas, the Game Changers on Netflix is trying to make people go vegan. Sure, of course it is. People think that every documentary on Netflix, people think documentaries are truth. All right, documentaries are videos that are shot in a way to get you to evoke a response. So that's an extremely biased video to get you to go vegan. Okay, it doesn't really do a good job either. If you watch all the debunking videos, it's completely nonsensical. Most of the stuff they say in that video is just like, has no bearing on anything that's going on. So anyway, I know there's no swole text in the UK. Got to move to the US. If you're in the UK, alert. It's time to move to a real country, people. It's time to move to a real country. We're welcoming. Well, maybe we're not that welcoming anymore. I don't know. Are we still bringing people into this country? Do we have immigration still? Does that still exist? I don't even know what's going on anymore. I'm just kidding. The UK is cool. You're all cool. The swole nation, the the United States of sick fucking gains. Fuck your chicken sandwich shirt. Oh shit, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'll get that shirt made up right away. There you go. All right, we're making it. I'll get that up. I'll get that up ASA to the fucking P. You guys want to fuck your chicken sandwich shirt? You guys want that? You guys want that shirt? We'll get it. I'll get it up for you guys as soon as possible. Today, probably. How's that sound? You guys want it? Special release, fuck your chicken sandwich. Yeah? If you want a fuck your chicken sandwich shirt, drop some. What should you drop in the comments below? What should the emoji be if you want that fuck your chicken sandwich? Chicken? How about a chicken emoji and the middle finger emoji? The chicken emoji and the middle finger. You have to do a little bit of work. I get it. But I mean, like, how about some chicken? Just do something. Just float some emojis of your choice. I think that'd be cool. Just come to Canada. Canada gets it. Let's see. If someone threw my grass-fed steak to the floor and stomped on it, that may result in a stabbing. A stabbing, not a death, but a lesson learned. A lesson learned. I'd buy that on a mug. Yeah, fuck your chicken sandwich shirt. I'm down. I've never been to Chick-fil-A. These are the people who should not be reproducing. Oh, Jesus. That's fucking savage. I like it. Hockey Town. These are the people who should not be reproducing. Quote, obituary states he was survived by his 8 children. Damn. That's a good one. That was a good one. That's savage. God, I fucking love humor. I love fucking comedy. That's so good. We got some biceps. We got some chicken eggs and middle fingers. I want the nose load t-shirt. Hashtag nose load. My God. Oh, yeah. Hashtag nose load. Do we still want hashtag nose load? A picture of Papa Swolio as Colonel Sanders. It looks the same. It looks the same. A cock, just a big dick. Put a chicken with a knife on that shirt. They get the shirt. I want swole text. Peter, I don't know what to tell you. I know. There's a Popeyes here where I live on a very busy road, and the traffic backs up from the drive-thru onto the street. Good Lord. All right, so we want that shirt. All right, we got it. We'll get it. Can we get a discount? It's a fucking shirt. I'm going to launch the shirt. Don't launch the shirt. Shit ain't fucking free. Can I get a discount? You can get one. It's not going to be that much different. What's it going to be, like 22 versus 24 or 20 versus 22? Fucking, I got to ship it. It's got to get printed. You don't want it. You don't get it. It's cool. Can we get a discount? If you're a Swolenormous X member, you get discounts. Papa, if you make that chicken shirt, I am buying it and going to the gym with it. Obviously. Where's my other shirt? Oh, it's in the other room. I got my Fuck Your Pumpkin Spice. I'm wearing my Fuck Your Pumpkin Spice tank today. To make some sick fucking gains. Fuck your pumpkin spice. So we'll have to see what Starbucks wants to come out with this season. So what do you think? Peppermint mocha, probably. We'll see what comes out. We'll see what happens, and then we'll fuck that one too. We'll fuck that one. I'll wear that shirt as I walk by KFC. Ooh. Yeah. Okay, here we go. A Popeyes here where I live is a very busy. The county actually has a sheriff's car patrolling the traffic. County police doing their finest. Oh, it's nice that your tax dollars are going towards patrolling a fucking Popeyes drive-thru. Jesus Christ. Bought the pumpkin spice shirt to Starbucks. Brought the pumpkin spice shirt to Starbucks to pick up the kid that works there. She was horrified. Yeah. Fuck your candy canes. Santa's cum latte. If you make a tank out of it, I'll wear it to Popeyes when I use the restroom. Well, there will be a tank for sure. Missed you live. I'm at episode 902. I thought you were going to be done. Remember, you said you're going to be done. You got a lot to catch up on. You'll make it. You'll make it. Currently wearing the Fuck Your Pink Drink shirt right now at the gym. So here's the thing. Let's do this. If you are wearing your shirt, make sure you take a selfie and tag me at Swolenormous in your Instagram story. And also take a screenshot of the Swole text for those of you that are members and tag me in your Instagram story. I will be sharing those in my story. I will be sharing those. So if you want a shout out, I would love to share those pictures. I think they're awesome. Today's, let's go into the rest of the topic today. So we got, there's not much else to talk about. It's just that ludicrous, if you fucking eat real food, think about what's causing all this stuff. People's frustration with not doing things they enjoy in their life. People's frustration because they are consuming chemicals all day long. They're consuming chemicals. They're slathering themselves with chemicals. They're ingesting all sorts of fucking garbage. They're not exercising. Let's go through the list of things that people should be doing, but it's the same as what people are not doing. They're not sleeping well. They're not eating well. They're not hydrating well. They're not exercising. It's everything that you should be doing, but the opposite. That's what these people in the fucking Popeyes are doing. That's what they're doing. Simply not doing the basics. Why are we worried about fucking high level? Oh, what supplement? Should I take creatine? You should go to sleep. You should stop getting 4 hours of sleep a night and you'll fucking grow. Anyone that gets a good night's sleep, you'll know you wake up and you're leaner. You feel more full. You feel more rested. Bags under your eyes are lower. We need some more sleep. We need some more water. We need some better food. It's so simple. It's so fucking simple. How to sleep well? You lie down, you close your eyes. You cut off blue light a couple hours before bed and you go to sleep when the sun goes down. But people don't do that. I don't do that. I don't go to sleep right when the sun goes down. However, I do wear my the blue blocker glasses. Get a pair of blue blocker glasses, $20-$30, maybe less, maybe more, depending on the quality of them. And you wear them a couple hours before bed. You don't fuck around on your phone and watch shows late at night and you go to sleep. It's very simple. Sleep will change so many things with your health and your wellness, your mental wellness. And then you're eating right. Okay. You're eating right. You're hydrating. And then you're also going to the gym. Maybe you're doing yoga. You're practicing meditation. Oh, I don't want to meditate 5 minutes a day. You don't have 5 fucking minutes, 10 minutes. You lying cunt. It takes no time at all. And it benefits you so well. Oh, you meditate, but you still swear? Fuck yeah, I swear. Fuck yeah, I swear. It has nothing to do with meditation. I'm going to tag you right now on Instagram. What's the tag name? Papa Swolio? No, at Swolenormous. It'll pop up on Instagram. My God, how are you getting swole texts? How are you getting swole texts, bro? How are you getting swole texts? Are you getting swole texts? How are you getting swole texts? And you don't know that I'm at Swolenormous on fucking Instagram. Come on, fam. Come on, fam. Yeah, on Instagram, tag at Swolenormous. I'm fucking with you. Yeah, tag me. I will be sharing a lot of those in my stories today. So tag me if you're wearing the gear. Tag me when you're swole text screenshots. Super cool. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah, get some sleep. Get some fucking sleep. Get some fucking sleep. Get some sleep, bitches. Bitches. You might not be able to go to sleep at the same time every night, but get enough sleep. So if I go to sleep later, I sleep later in the day. Of course, I have my own schedule, but that's because I created it. So obviously, I'm not getting the same sleep every night, but I still focus on it. I'm not saying my sleep schedule is perfect, but I talk about it. I'm not a hypocrite. It's something that's a challenge with all the lights and the blue lights and the technology. You have to create. That's why it's a lifestyle habit. You have to surround yourself with people that support it or cut them out. And do your thing. It's a habit. You have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your habits. You have to change what you do. Change your actions. Oh, there we go, Dana. There you go. Get yourself a real man. Make a man out of him. Told my man to slap himself across the face and call himself a massive pussy per your advice. He said he was proud to be one. He was proud to be a massive pussy? Oh, shit. Uh-oh. All right, well, that's, you're going to have to deal with that. I'm not going to, I'll leave that one to you. Amanda Bunga. I don't even know if that's how you say it. I'm just going to say that every time I see the name. Amanda Bunga. 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 Is that a B? I like B. Bunga. I like to say it's a Bunga. I meditate while scrolling through my phone for 2 hours. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't meditate for, no. Bullshit. Soy boy alert. Oh, dump his ass. Oh, shit. That's what we're going to start doing. We're going to do, I know they probably already have, right? Swole Mates. There's probably an app. I think there's an app like that where you go and you find someone who likes to work out and stuff like that. If you have time to go on swolemates.com, you're not spending enough time in the gym. You'll meet someone. So that's what we'll probably have to do. We'll have like Swolenormous Match, Swole Match. And then it'll be like my own site. I'm waiting for Swolenormous X to have the first marriage. I'm waiting for Swolenormous X to have the first successful someone in the group, someone in the private fam is going to link up. It's going to happen. We're going to have some wedding bell. We're going to have the first swole wedding soon. I can feel it. Next couple of years, we're going to have something like that. It's going to happen. What does a Z in the back mean? It's fucking World War Z. It's zombie apocalypse. People are dying at Popeyes over chicken sandwiches. The apocalypse has started. The apocalypse has begun. It has begun. It is here. Dump him. You already got a pussy. You don't need another one. Woo! Oh! Oh, it tickles. Oh, it stings the nostrils in a good way. Brain gains during a massage is the bomb. Highly recommend. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. More brain gains coming. Are we eager for some more brain gains inside Swolenormous X? Are we ready for that? Ready for some more BG? BG. Triple hernia surgery. Oh, best wishes with that. Ouch. Ow. The Swole Empire. That's right. So I can go tell my husband in the gym that he's my husband. You mean just a random person? I would not like, that'd be creepy. Someone comes up to me, you're my husband, and just walks away like, hee, 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 hee. Like, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? I'm the Lone Ranger in a group. No male Aussies, I don't think. Well, we got a couple. How many of you are watching in Swolenormous X? You know what? We should probably do that. I should probably do a roll call. Where are you from? Yeah, we'll probably do a round robin. Where are you from? We actually had that. I got to dig that up, to be honest. We had a page a while back. I just never implemented it, where it's like a map where you can log in, you can enter your stuff, and you can see where everyone's located around the world in Swolenormous X. I'll look that up again, and we'll do another post or something like that where we can like put your pin on a map for where you're located. It will be, that's what I would have. Yeah, if you're having a wedding, some grass-fed beef, bacon, that's it. Coffee, bulletproof coffee. Dark roast, that's it. Coffee and just delicious food. Love and brain gains. Thank you, Jess. Sweet. Brandon, I had to deal with a jabroni at the UPS store, and he was being a jerk to the teenager that worked there. I wanted to hit him. Yeah, hit that bitch. Fucking bitch. Fucking punk-ass bitch.
Punk-ass bitch.
Falling asleep is not the problem. Sleeping through is 5 hours max, and I am done. You mean you're awake or you can't stay? Some people don't need as much sleep. There's some genetic, some people have unique genetic differences that they don't require as much sleep, but that's rare. Have I ever tried Viking Fit? I've never even heard of it, nor will I try it. So no, I haven't heard of it, and I haven't tried it, and I won't probably. Viking Fit. There's everything fit. Ugh, I hate that. I hate whenever that bothers me. Every fucking screen name is so-and-so fit. Jonna James fit. So-and-so fit. You know, fit. You know, fit. Jonna James fitness. Midday Bounce fitness. Midday Bounce fitness. Mini fitness. Instagrammers got the same fucking name. Everyone's got the same fucking name on Instagram. Suck this dish fit. Swole fit. Whoa. You all right? You all right? You okay? Hey, baby girl. Over here. What are you looking at? She's like hocking up a lung. Come here. Come here. Anyway, my dick is fit. Nice. Getting married in January. Congratulations. I get 4 hours of sleep and I'm good? Really? My goodness. 4 hours of sleep. Are you good or is that all you allow yourself? I mean, if you're waking up automatically, maybe that is all you need. It's pretty rare. I know someone that started Swole Nutrition. Oh, I don't care. Swole. I don't have everything locked down on the Swole. I mean, Swolenormous is trademarked. So is Fitness Without the Bullshit. Swole, the word Swole, that's not something that you can trademark. Let's see here. Boom, boom, chick, boom, 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 chick, chick, boom, boom, chick, boom, 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 chick, bam, bam, chick, bam, bam. Doggy Lung Butter. Yeah, she's freaking. I think she's alive still? Yeah, she's breathing. There you go. All right. She's all right. Thinking of laying off lower body gains for a week. Try massage strong after 3 weeks. Not much improvement. Would I say rest? Maybe. You're probably still need to do more work. Probably still need to do glute activation and more stretching and more. Maybe rest it. Try everything. Try. Keep going. Keep going. I got trolled on your Halloween post last week. What Halloween post? You got trolled? Oh, no. Yeah, it's hard to get an IG name that's not taken. So, let's see. New updates. Yesterday was the accountability meeting. So, if you're a Swolenormous X member, yesterday's accountability meeting covered everything, all the major releases. Remember, Swole Text, if you're a Swolenormous X member, make sure you sign up for Swole Text. I will get that fuck your chicken sandwich shirt up, and that'll be awesome. So I will make that announcement and make it available. If you're a Swolenormous X member, we'll make it so you get your discount. So I'll put the private link inside Swolenormous X. So if you're an X member, you'll get access to the discounted rate. And then I will blast that everywhere when it's available. And let's see. So it'll be a limited time just because the chicken sandwich thing is current. So we'll do it for probably maybe like 3 days or something like that. We'll do a short campaign and then put that out there. So make sure you grab yours, but I'll let you all know. So I'll probably announce that tomorrow. I'll probably post it today when it's up or announce it tomorrow and we'll get that out there. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for mediocrity. Don't settle for mediocrity today, fam. Don't be the average. Don't be the average person, the average jabroni that's at the fucking Popeyes drive-through or at the Popeyes, the line inside Popeyes getting stabbed. If you go to Popeyes, you need to go prepared, apparently. You need to go prepared as fuck. So everyone, thank you so much for joining me for episode 1278 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because we're not flex, you flex, we all flex a bicep. Stay tuned for more updates and more videos. Go subscribe to the main channel at Swolenormous for the YouTube drop today. We talked about it. We'll probably talk about it more tomorrow because we went over the Popeyes thing today, but we'll talk more. If you didn't catch the video about the dumb beige with the obesity, stupid diabetes thing, go check it out. It's ridiculous. Go hit the like button and drop a comment over there. But I'll see you all tomorrow for 1279. Thank you so much for being here. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, McGoose, ya boy, Papa Solio. Out.